Hello everyone. From the previous part, I already have a path to a container image with my web application that I created. In this part, I will show you the fastest way of running containers in Azure using Azure Container Instances. With container instances, it is really easy and fast to create containers. For example, they would be perfect if I need my app for just a short time to present to someone, like now. If my app needed to persist some data, that would be possible because I can mount a volume to a container. If I wanted to have some kind of monitoring or alerting, I can also do that because it's possible to have a container group for deployment of multiple containers onto a single host. And if I need more power, it's possible to specify core count and memory amount when creating the container. Another thing to note is that there is no orchestrator for ACI. Scheduling for the container is managed by Azure. And we can also control the restart policy since recently and configure whether it should run to completion or restart when done. So let's create an Azure container instance. AZ group create, indicating the name of the resource group, because we need it to create a container instance. Name it ACI group, location East US. So that will create a resource group for our future container image. And it's done. So AZ container create command will help us to create an actual container instance. Let's name it Scala app, resource group, ACI group. A location can be also East US. And we should indicate the image name, which is the same one in the previous part, AZ Scala. And IP address we're setting to public. Also specifying the port, 9000. And it will start creation of our container instance. So with ACI, you pay for how much you've actually used it, and billing is based on seconds, cores, and memory. Here we basically have the information about the container. Yeah, so I really love using ACI for demos, testing, and experimenting with my containers, and also for workloads with some finite lifetime. Azure Container Instances so far is the quickest way to get your containers up and running on Azure, because instead of building an underlying VM, ACI just assigns an existing VM to the container. And it also works with Kubernetes using the experimental ACI to Kubernetes connector. So there is also a command that I can show you to check the status of a container instance, which is AZ container show. We should not forget to indicate the name of the container instance and the resource group of it, ACI group. And here it should show us IP address that we use. And then if we enter it in the browser, we will see that here's our app deployed and everything works. So pricing is also very flexible. Here's a pricing calculator that you can look at. And so Azure Container Instances is a perfect way to deploy lightweight containers for some jobs or demos. They're flexible in pricing and really easy to use. Awesome. In this part, we have explored an absolutely amazing and fast option of running your containers on Azure. Jump to the next video if you're curious about Azure Web App for containers.